Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, which shares a look at personal stories and insights into universal energy healing and spiritual communication, offering ways to awaken to your true human and divine potential and to reach a level of higher consciousness and awareness of self and universal life. I am delighted to welcome Joanne Brockes, well-known angel expert teacher and author of her new book, The Power of Angel Medicine, Energetic Exercises and Techniques to Activate Divine Healing. Hello, Joanne, and thank you for joining me on Healing From Within.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, Joanne, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guests and I share our love of life and spirit and the gathering of knowledge about who we are and what life is really about in our metaphysical search to explore the universe, energy, and human nature to discover ways to reach higher consciousness and create a better personal and world reality. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will explore how angels help with health challenges, life complaints, and spiritual progress, and how to affect immediate positive changes and alignment with divine truth and love. Joanne received a beautiful endorsement from Larry Dossey, MD, author of One Mind, who wrote, "Angels are mediators between the divine and human realms, standing ready to intercede for the benefit of humans." Joanne Brockes' new book will help anyone understand and invoke angelic intercession and draw closer to the transcendent. What a beautiful expression, simply sharing the important job our spiritual friends do for us in the name of love. Joanne, I always like to ask my guests to think back to their childhood to share a vision, impression, or experience that may have guided them to the work, values, and interests they pursue now as adults. Because I believe our soul chooses a physical life to explore emotions, improve relationships, and follow a life plan that offers us opportunities to learn. So let's think back to your beginning. And was the writing already on the wall for who you would become?
You know, I definitely have always felt guided by a higher power from such a young age. And it all started off to do with a beautiful prayer said to me at the end of each school day. I remember all my schoolmates, all my classmates coming together and our teacher guiding us through just an end of day school prayer. But it was about angels. And it's just a short little prayer, and I'll just quickly say it because it's very meaningful to me, and it's what has started my connection with the angelic realm. Lord, keep us safe this night, secure from all our fears. May angels guard us while we sleep, till morning light appears. Amen. And I used to say that prayer, and something about that prayer struck a chord within me, even though I was very, very young, and I used to go home each night before I went to sleep, and I repeated the same prayer, and I firmly believe that this is what kept my connection to the angelic realm open, because from that experience of saying this prayer nightly, even till now when I'm 44 years old, I feel like I developed, like my consciousness was able to hold the angelic frequencies as my guardian angel become closer in my life, and whereas maybe other people might have shut down that part of them and when they grew up and become into adulthood, I still had that connection with the angels. And prayer is a huge part of my life, not in a religious sense, but in a healing sense and in a protective sense and a divine sense. And this is what has inspired me through all of my life, angels, prayer, and a higher power.
Let me share something with you. You know, my first book is Life is No Coincidence, and I share many coincidences with the guests on my show. Now, when I was a little girl, I did not have a religious background either, and I used to recite a little prayer. I don't know where I learned it, but it it comforted me at night, and it helped me deal with the fears of childhood. And I would say, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Now, recently, I wanted to teach my grandchildren. I have seven small grandchildren.
And, wow.
And I read yours. And I like yours and try to share it with them, because I felt the prayer that I had talking about death might be a little worrisome for your children.
Yeah, I do like that prayer. I like that prayer you say. I've heard that prayer before. It is lovely, but I understand what you mean to do with the children. And the mention of angels. Angels have this wonderful connection with children. So, and children have that divine connection back. It's like a trusting and a love.
Children wish to know about mystical things and angels, but very often unknowing parents or teachers discredit that belief and want them to think more about the physical world, and so they shut down that beautiful concept. Now, I myself did not believe in angels, but I believed in spirit and God and love and truth and justice and honor and goodness and pure goodness. And now I, of course, know I'm a Reiki energy healer. And I, of course, know that the energy that I download is from this angelic realm and higher realm of knowledge and wisdom and love, and that the angels are very real. It is not a pigment of our imagination. And Joanne, you wrote this. Many people have different reasons why they don't pray. Some believe praying is religious, and they don't consider themselves to be religious. Some don't believe in God, although they believe in angels. Hard to think that you wouldn't believe in God, but you would believe in angels. But some people are like that. However, as you just said before, prayer can be a path to God and divine love without going to church or a specific religious group. You can talk to God anytime, any place. Anyone can pray, whether they are religious or not. Prayer is free, and prayer is your own personal connection to the divine powers of heaven. And I think people now are moving past the rigid constriction of belief to feel that more personal connection and to want to feel it within themselves and personally communicate with spirit. And it is possible, as you and I know, for everyone to do this if they eliminate the fear and the beliefs that tell them that they can't do this. Correct? Yeah.
Absolutely. That is absolutely right, because I think we're moving into a period of global awakening where people are now taking responsibility for their own health, for their own consciousness, without needing guidance from, group organizations or even wanting to be part of religion. We're all able to find our own way to God, and to do so, one of the best things you could ever do is to affirm divine prayers and decree prayers or praying, and it doesn't have to be in a religious sense, and it will absolutely light up your life. If you don't ask, you'll never know. And if you just, open that door, open that bridge to a higher power, and invite that power into your life, and you will notice a remarkable change without needing to go to any other source. You can do it yourself.
And that's true. Not only do we have to ask for what we need and put our intentions out there, but we have to work towards it also. And then we have to listen, because the answers are coming. Yeah, that's it. It's a process that we have to pay attention to, because the answers for many of our questions are coming in through music, through books, through media, through friends, through just silently sitting and hearing, hearing or feeling or sensing, as mediums do, the messages that come from spirit. Well, let's go on to something else. How would you describe multidimensional healing or true healing, and why is allopathic Western medicine not so aware of this important energy system? And if they are aware of it, they still don't pay enough attention. They're only paying attention to symptoms and medication and surgery for helping people deal with illness. But what is multidimensional healing that the angels work with through practitioners, hands-on practitioners like myself and yourself? What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. The wonderful thing about working on a multidimensional level is we're actually focusing on the wholeness of a person, because even the same kind of illnesses in different people will have different root causes. So one could be an emotional cause, one could be a physical toxic cause, one could be rooted in one of their mental beliefs, the limiting beliefs. So a multidimensional healing works at the root cause of whatever level our ailments or our common problems are on. It doesn't just look at putting kind of a bandage or a plaster over it so that we would get by and hopefully heal, or that we would feel better but maybe not get rid of the problem at a root level so that it would reappear again. It's working on levels that are much more subtle and finer, and it moves energy. So it moves, it changes energy at the cellular level. So even though the Western medicine definitely has its place at this point of our timeline, where we would certainly benefit from surgery if we broke a bone, or we could also combine spiritual healing, Reiki healing, angelic healing, to speed up the healing of the broken bone when the surgeon fixed it. So it's a clever combination of both.
Well, there's the perfect words we want our listeners to hear. A combination.
Yes.
When you take everything that has come from spirit over the course of forever, and you put it together with modern man and intelligence,
right,
and evolution, you have the best of all worlds, the best of the spirit world and the best of the physical world. And that is balance, and that is multidimensional healing, and that is where we hope the medical system, dealing with so many issues now and worldwide problems, can begin to focus on merging the best of everything. And by the same token, we're also asking the religious groups to take spirituality, religion, and science, and to put it all together to answer those questions about who we are, where we come from, and what life is here and beyond here. So that's the way we're going, and you and I are talking about that today. But let's go on to, please share some information or thoughts or experiences about the archangels, and perhaps something about any other angel group like the seraphim, if you would.
Yeah, like absolutely. The archangels are absolutely wonderful for working with high divine frequencies that can get to the root of the problem and also change our cellular memories. So if we find that we're working on ourselves energy-wise, maybe we're working with our chakras or we're doing some acupressure on us, but complaints are persisting. If they persist in it, possibly we need help from a higher power, because there's some memory, whether it is rooted in this life or past life, ancestral memories that would need shifting. And when you work with the archangels, you're actually working with divine frequencies that are the embodiment of God. And so the seven main divine frequencies, of which can be broken down into many more frequencies, but these seven main ones each belong to a specific archangel, and they have a stream of consciousness that, when they enter into our consciousness, affects our nervous system and affects our cellular system. So these different streams of energy, and I'll just pick one just now as an Archangel Michael with a blue, royal blue, divine light frequency. This wonderful blue healing color can help with anything such as struggles with addiction. So then we're working with our mental body there and our emotional body, not just in a physical way. So it's working, it's actually a shifting consciousness. So we're asking God, literally, through his Archangel Michael, to light up our consciousness, to supply us with the exact needs, the exact needs of our soul to help us overcome these struggles and adversities. Because God can answer us with every single human problem that we have. He already has the answer. And this is why he says, I give you my angel's charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And all our ways is every possible thing we can imagine, not just for our health, but for our life. So we need to ask, and when we ask for the blue divine light frequency, this is the embodiment of strength, of power, of truth, and it can just break down any barriers that are walls of energy around us that need to be broken down, so we can literally light up, we can begin to expand our vibration, we can increase the light within ourselves, we can increase the light within our aura, because then what happens is we literally have more energy, more vitality, and not only to get to overcome any health issues, but the more power we have in this way, the more we're able to create and manifest our deepest dreams and heartfelt desires. So that, you know, the archangels have got big jobs to do like that. But
let me say this, Joanne. It's very funny that you mentioned Archangel Michael and the throat energy center or chakra, because 20 years ago when I was starting this work, a medium told me that my work was about saying what I meant and meaning what I said and communicating spiritually, and that Archangel Michael was the angel working with me at the throat chakra level. And you wrote that divine light works at correcting anything in our self-expression that is out of alignment with divine truth. Now, as a child, I had, as you did, because we were reciting that little prayer, we had questions. We wanted to understand why we felt certain things, saw certain things, knew certain things, and the people around us were not responding in ways that were most beneficial for love and kindness. And we wanted to have that answered. So I didn't have the answers, but I felt that something was out of alignment. And I've spent most of my life seeking the truth, and we're sharing that truth today here. We will go on to talk about the way angels may assist in healing and the benefits received. I am aware myself, I'm sure you are too, that in every operating room or serious situation, there is an angel on standby. Can you tell us the benefits of allowing and connecting and receiving this beautiful energy from the angels? How can it help us?
Oh, we are so blessed, because all of these angels are working behind the scenes of our life, and we're not even aware of how they assist and help us. If we could only see the room and how many angels would be around us. Usually when there's an operation going on or somebody's recuperating in hospital, there will be many angels there, especially the guardian angel. Everybody has a guardian angel. Some have more than one guardian angel. But there are also numerous kinds of angels that can help for many different needs and requirements. So one of, let's say our guardian angel would keep the energetic space in the room. They would hold the energy in the room so that healing can enter, so that they could assist the surgeon or assist the doctors. And they would literally be working on our nervous systems as we would be sleeping or recovering or recuperating. They would be sending a constant stream of divine love into our auras, through our higher self. They work a lot with our higher self so that we would be able to speed up the healing and overcome what we are in hospital for. I remember having my tonsils out in hospital, and the healing, and you know, they were very sore because they didn't take them out when I was a child, and it's easier when you're little. They took them out when I'm in like 1920, so my throat was really sore, and I absolutely know that my healing was so fast because of the divine assistance that was there for me. I felt like a cooling sensation on my neck, and then in between sleep and awake, I could see glimpses of movement around my bed, and there was no nurses or anything in the room. And I'm saying a silent prayer of thanks for the angels are watching over me and healing me. Because they do this for everyone. And even if you don't ask, your guardian angel is going to be there with you, helping you.
Well, if you don't ask, sometimes there are people like you and I around who do the asking for other people who don't know. Now, for example, I had someone who was giving birth by cesarean, and she came to me for a Reiki session before, and through distant healing, I prepared her, and the facility and the surgeon and the equipment and the assistants who would be there, and everything went well. And then I went to the hospital, and I gave her a Reiki session, angel healing session there. And her doctor wanted to know why she healed so fast.
Yeah.
Why she was healing faster than some of his other patients. So it's good that he asked, and I would like everybody out there, if you can, have an energy healing session to just feel the comfort, the calmness that comes over you, the connection to your own higher self and your own energy force, and the information that may come in to help you make some decisions that you need to make. The experience is worth having because we can't explain it. It is something that has to be felt. It has to be shared with the universe, and you do need someone who works with these energies to help you. So I'm asking people out there who have not had one of these type of sessions, and there are many energy healing modalities. No one is better than the next. People are drawn to certain healers because of soul connections or calmer interaction, but at least try something and make it a part of your regular preventative and healing system so that you not only can heal when something happens, but that you can stay well, right? So let's go
Absolutely.
On to, this was interesting. You tell us about the seven lamps of guard, or also known as the chakra system, which help us receive this steady flow of universal energy or God's life. Now, we've talked about the chakra system, but some people out there may not know about it. So there are seven main energy centers. Tell us something about it.
Oh, I'm so passionate about the energy centers. I absolutely love working with the energy centers because if there's only one thing you can do in a healing, if you cover the seven main energy centers, you are actually helping all of the other systems of the body. You're going to feed divine light into the meridians. You're going to help with the aura. You're going to help with the electrical system of your body. This is because the seven main energy centers are like huge power stations for our body, and they not only help to bring us vital energy, but they also help us to process difficult emotions, and they also help to release anything like old stagnant and toxic energy. So they basically help to keep us going and with our spiritual evolution and our physical our physical growth, because it's from childhood to adulthood we are developing in consciousness, psychological development through seven different stages
and
of growth.
Let's just tell our listeners out there, each chakra relates to certain things that are happening in your life, to conscious choices, to events, to work situations, to relationships, and where it is positioned, it also relates to the physical body or the organs and the digestive system and all the other functioning of the physical. So it's very important. If these centers are not clear and working well, you will have other issues in your life, emotionally and physically. So it's all interconnected, and we need to work with all systems. That's what they mean by mind, body, and spiritual healing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what would you like readers to take away with them after reading The Power of Angel Medicine?
I would definitely want them to know that they truly do have the power within them, the Christ light within them, or if they want to say the Holy Spirit within them, or if they want to say divine love within them, because it doesn't have to be in any religious sense. They have the power within them to overcome any physical ailment or illness that befalls them or that they're dealing with now, and they can literally take healing power into their own hands to help themselves, and also to remember that there is a divine power helping them. God's holy angels are watching over them all the time.
Thank you very much for saying that. It's absolutely true. None of us are ever alone, and we need to recognize these universal energies, healing energies, and beings of light and love who help us. I want to thank you, Joanne Brockes, author of The Power of Angel Medicine, for sharing an integrated view of physical and inner soul life and how we may connect to our highest selves and the high universal source of divine energy to begin to know the archangels who work with us silently, lovingly, and tirelessly as they guide each of us to heal, to remember our true eternal nature and our connection to Source. For more information and to purchase this well-organized and comprehensive look at the angels and specific ways to reach them and use prayer and meditation for healing, go to joannebrockes.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Joanne Brockes has shown us that there is most definitely a spiritual hierarchy, and it is all connected to universal energy, divine love, and a creative force, or what some call God or Source or the divine, that is ever expanding and evolving. Whether we think of this force in terms of religion, metaphysics, science, spirituality, art, or music, it is the inspiration for all that is good and loving in life and beyond. And by simply connecting to this force, we may be encouraged to know the deepest and most courageous expressions of kindness and love that are possible, either from a soul or a human point of view. Joanne has shared the story of our connection to the archangels through an understanding of the chakra centers of our physical body and the seven main etheric bodies and energy fields that blend and are the expression of our consciousness. In my new book, The Living Spirit, I express my discovering of this higher world of eternal creation in the following way. We have many spiritual guides. We all can walk in the world of spirit and at the same time have a foot touching the ground in this world. This can be done by recognizing the gifts and blessings of life itself and your life in particular. All great masters, St. Francis of Assisi, Jesus, Moses, and the Buddha and others have learned to quiet the drives and cravings of the physical body long enough to free the mind. In doing so, they were able to awaken to inner peace and to messages being given to them from spirit. Through this connection, they learned how to improve the quality of their daily lives as well as to engage others with empathy, love, compassion, and kindness. Joanne and I would have you remember a quote from her book, The Power of Angel Medicine, written by C.S. Lewis. You don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. Therefore, as divine soul beings experiencing a physical life, remember to focus your energy, time, and talents on finding true happiness, radiant joy, and keep your heart open so you may shine your uniqueness into the world and appreciate the wonderful gift of a human experience, however it may unfold. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to learn more about the universal forces of energy and spirit and to discover ways to appreciate life, love, and our soul journey. Shows are also heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.